You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I remember a couple of years ago, you and I had some sort of a chat about those Lego sets that you can buy where it's like the Millennium Falcon or blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And I was just flabbergasted at, that people would pay $100-something for these things. I said, you got to be kidding me. They're Legos. Well, we mentioned the other day on the show that I got one for a Father's Day gift for my son. It's the Saturn V rocket, which is this, it's like a 3 foot tall, the rocket that launched the Apollo. And it's like 3 feet tall or something like that. Well, I've been working on it the last couple of days. I'm about 2/3 of the way through. And suddenly, who did that song? Was it Katie Lang who did the song, Suddenly I See? Suddenly I See, because it is so addictive.
Yeah.
And such a hoot to do that I can finally understand why people were getting out their Visa cards.
Yeah,
and
I
doing
know.
This kind
and
of
they
stuff.
Look good when you're all done, too. I mean, it's quality.
Yeah, I will not take this thing apart. I'm going to put it somewhere. It's like I'm back to being like 10 years old, and I'm going to have models in my room, you know? only not the kind of models that we... we talk about when we get into our teens and 20s.
Different models.
So that's absolutely a hoot.
Good,
I'll have to
man.
Shoot you some pictures of this thing. And then the other thing is my home is going to be filled with beautiful music today and then some not so good music. Because Gretchen begins her piano lessons today. She's taught piano for many, many, like well over, I think, 15 years or something. But she took a break for at least 5 or 6 years where she didn't do any. And she's starting back up today.
Nice.
So we have our first students coming over to the house. And she's getting ready to get them their, she calls them twinkle trophies.
Oh, that's cute. You're a twinkle trophy.
Don't you know it? So
that's good.
So I'm
good,
like, all man. Right, I know that for that hour and a half, while the various students parade through today, that...
Mm-hmm. Go hide somewhere.
I'll be hiding somewhere.
You're hearing those sounds in your sleep. Our little Lila, who is 6, just started piano lessons. And, we're looking all over because we want to just kind of get her a beginner piano, just to see if she likes it or whatever. And a friend of ours raised their hand and said, hey, we have so-and-so, a family member that sadly passed away. And he was a big-time piano player. And we got a keyboard you can borrow. We're like, all right, sweet. So we're expecting this little, maybe... 40 some keys or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled up to baseball practice and they opened the back end of their car to unload it from their car into our car. And it took 2 of us to lift it out of their vehicle and into ours. It's this giant mamma jamma from like probably the early 90s or something. So it's not sleek at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all these like floppy disk drives in it. Like, so you could record your music back on old school floppy drives.
That's
and
great.
It probably weighs 250 pounds. And we're like, oh, thanks.
Where's that going
thanks
in the basement?
No, we're just setting it up like in our family room. So it's there, we can watch her do it and make sure she's doing it. We don't want it to...
Yeah.
Gather dust in the basement, but it's huge. And the guy's like, yeah, keep it for as long as you want. No problem.
You should just, when you're done with it, you should just sell it, I guess.
He did say, he's like, he's like, we don't want it back, so just tell my wife that somebody broke into the house and stole it or something. He's like, I don't want it back.
Right. Well, good luck with little Lila.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be cute.
It's
and she'll
good
probably,
for her.
She's just the right age where she'll take to it like your kids took to swimming because they're young.
They'll absorb
it'll be the
it.
Same thing.
Speaking of the kiddos, I wandered down to the basement yesterday. We've got one of those deep freeze freezers down in the basement, opened it up, looking to see what we're gonna do for dinner or whatever, and I was kind of startled because I opened it up. I was like, I had to step back for a second because down on the bottom shelf there was about 6 or 7 like stuffed animals, from your bedroom, like the stuffed animals that had been apparently dunked in water and fully soaked, and then placed into the freezer for some reason. and position, you know, like waving or doing things. And they were doing, they're big into science experiments right now, and they just wanted to see if they could freeze their stuffed animals. So sure enough, yeah, they froze. It's like, what are you doing?
Kind of creepy in a way.
It was so creepy. You open it up, there's little teddy bears in there, a little frozen dog and everything. Like, I mean, are you guys like, bored?
I don't know. That's early serial killer
I
type
know.
Of
behavior. I was
behavior,
like, yeah, the next
know?
Thing, there will be squirrels and cats and stuff in there. I was like, whoa, let's pump the brakes on this. Yeah, it's water. They'll freeze. Let's not do this anymore. Isn't that weird?
That's like, a little odd.
How did you guys do that?
But at the same time, when you're a kid, you know, you love just to see that they're doing things out of curiosity.
Exactly.
And exploring.
It's, like,
it's
kind of cute, kind of funny.
Oh, but, it is cute.
But kind of creepy.